This is NPR Illinois. I'm Jamie Dunn. After reports of unlivable conditions at public housing buildings in Cairo, Illinois, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development took over the Alexander County Housing Authority earlier this year. Southern Illinoisan reporter Molly Parker has been following the story. I checked in with her recently for an update. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development took over the Alexander County Housing Authority, and you've been following this story for a while. You visited some of the apartments that the authority oversaw. What kind of conditions did you see when you were there?
We started covering this story last summer, early fall. I want to say the first time I went down there was around August. Just really devastating situation. There are people living in housing that they shouldn't be living in, kids that people were having reports of children covered in bites, like bed bug bites, constant infestation that had just really gotten out of control. They hadn't been spraying regularly for a variety of reasons. Some dangerous things like exposed pipes that were really hot that a child could easily put their hand on or an adult. They had kitchen appliances that were really, really old and didn't work. I went into one woman's home and her sink had been leaking. She had called and called and called and couldn't get it fixed, but it was just leaking into a bucket. It wasn't really leaking. It was just straight pouring from the sink into a bucket, and she would carry out that bucket 10, 15 times a day every time it got full. Really just one of the sort of most heartbreaking things I'd seen in a long time. And for anyone to live there, especially with the number of children living there, I think they told me that roughly 60% of the children from the Cairo Public School District were living in those housing developments at the time.
And at the same time, there was evidence of lavish spending on travel and food going on. Can you tell us a little bit about what was happening there?
That's correct. There were both documentation that we obtained from HUD, what they had been doing their own investigation, and then separate documentation that we had obtained through Freedom of Information requests from the housing district, from the housing authority in Alexander County. It did show they were traveling what I would call excessively. I think most reasonable people would call excessively. An executive director who used to be the mayor in Cairo and then was the executive director had taken a dozen trips in his year before retirement, and people questioning, well, if you're retiring, why would you need 12 trainings? Which, you know, the executive directors I talk to who are in the middle of their career say they may go to one a year, maybe one every other year if money is tight. They are encouraged to go, and there's nothing wrong with continuing development, but to go to, you know, 12 conferences and destination cities certainly looked odd. Some of the receipts we obtained showed that during these training travels that they were staying in fairly nice hotels, and then we would look through the food bill and it had itemized bills of eating steak and shrimp and, you know, all sorts of wonderful drinks and things like that. It painted a really sort of gross picture, because that compared to, you know, it'd be one thing if they were had gone to all these trainings and therefore running the best darn housing authority in the country. But when you went and look, you're like, you know, they had gone to one training in Las Vegas that was for specifically about how to keep up with maintaining your units once they're aging so that they don't fall into further disrepair. And I thought, well, that's sort of ironic, because here they are, you know, facing decay and rotting buildings here at home. So, yeah, definitely a lot of questionable spending there.
And this all got the attention of HUD, which eventually stepped in and took over. That's pretty rare, right, that they actually come in and take over a housing authority?
It's really rare, and I don't have that number in front of me, but I want to say over the last 30 years or so, it's happened a few dozen times that currently in of the 3,000-plus housing authorities in the country, there are five-ish, and that may have changed, you know, since I last looked, but about five, a handful of housing authorities that they are managing, that they had stepped in and say, this is just really bad. And I mean, management of public housing in our country, I think, is a problem, you know, that we're going to have to address. But HUD only comes in when it's like really, really bad, is the way it was explained to me. You know, kind of bad, they just don't have the resources to address that. They came in February, I think it was late February, where they finally stepped in. And just to kind of clarify the sequence of events here is that HUD was well aware of the situation. You know, our records have indicated that we've been able to pull long before we were. And that's another thing that makes the story so interesting is that, you know, HUD knew and had written the Housing Authority, you know, demanding corrections for quite a number of years before they ever stepped in. And that's another issue that is pretty aggravating for people, is that they sort of turned a blind eye to it, seemingly turned a blind eye to it. And it wasn't until the newspaper began reporting things that HUD had already discovered and the public outcry that they finally did step in.
And now that they have, what does that mean for HUD to step in? What are they doing?
Well, they dismissed the board and the executive director. They did keep some of the staff on, but it is operated as the Alexander County Housing Authority still, but under the direction of two individuals who are named co-directors who actually work for the U.S. government. They do have board meetings once a month, and they have tenant meetings, but it is run under the control of HUD. There's no local management at this point. Their goal is that they would transition that back to a local board and local managers. But to the best of my knowledge, they haven't started those conversations. And sometimes when they take over, like they did at some point in East St. Louis, they may be there decades.
And any kind of reaction from the local folks that, you know, are now out? Has there been any effort to justify their actions or any defense from them?
Well, most of the primary individuals who are sort of accused of these lavish spending have stopped speaking to the newspaper after our first couple of stories. There is an investigation. It is being conducted by the Office of Inspector General for the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. In October, they seized computers, equipment, paperwork from the Housing Authority and have carried that away. It's a little frustrating because nothing has happened since then, and they don't, you know, and I understand why. It's protect the integrity of an investigation and the rights of people who haven't been formally accused, but they don't say whether that's still ongoing or not. They will confirm, you know, neither confirm nor deny. So I don't know what is the status or what will come of the actions of those who are accused of sort of living high on the hog, whether what they did was perhaps, you know, in a lot of people's eyes, morally and ethically wrong. Whether it will be determined to have been a legal violation is something, of course, for law enforcement to decide, and I haven't heard anything further about that. There is a class action. They're seeking class action status on a lawsuit filed in federal court against the Housing Authority directors who are under investigation. So while there's been no criminal movement, they have filed a civil lawsuit seeking damages returned to those who, you know, are alleged to be wronged in the situation.
So that would be the residents?
Yes, and that was filed in May. And it's no updates there. I mean, it's just, you know, those things take forever.
You can find a link to Molly Parker's stories about the Alexander County Housing Authority at our website, nprillinois.org.